Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome back to America's Heroes Group Roundtable Community Outreach. March is Women's History Month. Make sure you learn something, remember something, and honor those women who contribute to build this country. Today is Saturday, March 27th, 2021. Our host is the governor of Talk Radio, Cliff Kelly. Our co-host, who I am, is Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Manny Carazzari. And today we have a special panelist. I am going to reach out and say happy birthday to my wife, because if I don't, I don't get anything when I get back home to eat. So happy birthday, Sharon Johnson Arnold. today our panelist is Fritz Kagi, and he is a very understanding man for allowing me to do that. He's the Cook County Assessor, and Kes Kagi holds the distinctions and the designations of Chartered Financial Analyst and Certified Illinois Assessment Officer. Mr. Kagi is a member of the International Association of Assessing Officers. It is always an honor to have you in my presence. You do such a great job for our Cook County, and we are so honored to have you. Today's discussion will be Cook County Assessor's Office updates on events, programs, and services. Even during the COVID-19 era, he's still doing things that are helping us.
Well, hey, and happy to be here, Damon. And you definitely need to get in a happy birthday wish to your wife, because otherwise I'm going to be assessing that doghouse that you might have to move back
to.
That's
right. That's right. I didn't think about it that way. You're right.
And it's really a pleasure to be with you here on the weekend and have all the listeners here listening with us, all the veterans. Oh, yeah. Out there, we got some useful information for you that'll help you save money here today.
Okay, great. Why don't you let's go right into it? What are some of the things that you think are the services we need to be aware of, and the programs and events that are coming up? Because we're moving into a little bit of a warmer weather, and I know people are going to move around a little bit, you know, rationally with the with the pandemic being going on, but people are still going to mobilize a little bit more.
Sure. Well, Damon, most of the time when people think about the assessor's office, they think about their assessments and the property taxes that those are geared off of. But you should also remember that there's several different exemptions that you can apply for. Not only the homeowner's exemption and the senior's exemption and the senior freeze, but there are several different exemptions just for veterans. And I'm here to talk with everyone today about that, because ordinarily the deadline for applying for the exemptions is the end of March, but it's been extended to April 9th. And because there's a little bit of paperwork if you're applying for the first time, I wanted to come here on the show and tell everybody about these exemptions. These are some of the most valuable exemptions that folks can apply for. Specifically, the Veterans with Disabilities exemption can, if you have 70% or more disability, it can practically exempt most homes from property taxes. So we definitely want to make sure that everyone applies for it. And if you didn't have it in the past when you should have, you can actually get something called a certificate of error and have the county write you a check for the amount of property taxes that you paid in excess. So it can save you a serious amount of money. And we definitely want to make sure that veterans get what they are entitled to. So if you don't mind, Damon, I just wanted to talk about the Veterans with Disabilities exemption, because that is the main one that most veterans are concerned about. We have, and it can be the most important one in terms of how much money people can save.
Oh, please go ahead, Fritz.
Sure. So for veterans that have a service-connected disability that's certified by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, this exemption can reduce amounts of on the assessed value of the home for a veteran with that disability. And the amounts of the deduction depend on the level of disability. Veterans with 70% or more disability receive a reduction on their assessed value of $250,000, which in most cases almost exempts a home from property taxes. And the exemptions amounts for veterans with disabilities, homeowners exemption are, the key point is if you're 70% or more, you get an exemption amount of $250,000. For 50 to 69%, it's $5,000. And for 30 to 49%, it's $2,500. Now, there is some documentation that a first-time applicant needs. They need to provide a Department of Defense DD Form 214 certified by either the Cook County Clerk's Office or the Illinois Department of Veteran Affairs. This document is not required for future annual applications when you get it renewed. And all applicants must provide a disability certification letter from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. And also, a very important part of this exemption is that a non-remarried surviving spouse of a veteran with a disability who is eligible for the exemption and is using the exemption for their first time or transferring it to a new address, you do need to provide the disabled veteran's death certificate and proof of ownership. So spouses who are not remarried who have survived a veteran with a disability also qualify. And you can get assistance for these required documents by contacting the Chicago VA regional office, and that number is 312-980-4470 or 312-980-4378. You can also send an email there at vetinquiries.vbachi@va.gov. That's vet. V-E-T, inquiries, I-N-Q-U-I-R-I-E-S dot V-B-A-C-H-I at va.gov. And also, folks should note that this exemption cannot be combined with the homestead exemption for persons with disabilities, which is another exemption we provide. So that's really the most important thing that the veterans with disabilities need to know. There's another exemption for returning veterans who are returning from active duty and armed conflict. They're eligible to receive a $5,000 reduction in the equalized assessed value of their property for the taxable year in which they return. This exemption doesn't automatically renew, and you can apply online at www.cookcountyassessor.com on our website. As I mentioned, if you haven't had these exemptions in the past, but you were qualifying for them, you can go and apply for something called a certificate of error on our website. If you go to cookcountyassessor.com, you can apply for that certificate of error and get a refund on the amount of property taxes that you overpaid. And that is another benefit that everyone should know about.
Great, great. You know, so these taxes are really important, right? Because they are the basis of money that goes to schools to make sure that we have certain services that are within our communities. So those are really important things that we pay. I was walking with one of my friends who's a doc this morning, and we did an 8-mile walk. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get out of this seat when I finish on the radio, but I'll be so stiff. But he was saying that, we have a beautiful city. I mean, we just take it for granted that we can walk next to a lake. We can, have education for our kids. We have all these things that these services are being provided. So the assessor's office really plays a critical role in making sure that balance and those things are actually available to us. So
you're so right, Damon. And, not only is a person's home probably the biggest asset that they have, but for black folks in Chicago, in America, housing equity is an even more important part of their savings. So it's even more important to make sure that our property tax system is fair and that everyone gets the exemptions and all the benefits that they're entitled to from our assessor's office, because it can save you real money. A really important part of the work that I'm doing in all of the reforms of our office is that to remind people that the way assessments work is we're all interconnected. There's an amount of money that has to be paid in property taxes every year. It's called a levy. It's about $15 billion. And our assessments are how we determine each person's share of that bill. And even if we're getting your assessments right, you have an interest in making sure that I'm getting assessments right for everyone else, because it's determining your share of the bill. If I'm under-assessing a large group of properties, that causes everyone else to make up the difference. So I am really focused on making this system fair and equitable. It is an office that is all about equity, and we've been doing our reforms the last 2 years in the suburbs. This year we're reassessing Chicago, and you are hearing about me here on the show talking about exemptions now, because we have this deadline coming up on April 9th, which has been extended, but we will be sending out assessments later this year, and it's really important for everyone to know that this system is very important. We know how important it is to people's savings in their communities. We try to make sure it's fair, that everyone is paying their fair share of the cost of government.
Okay, great. You know, so if I'm a veteran, let's say that I had a 60% disability and I had my tax exemption for last year, do I still need to do something for this year?
Or is if you had a 60% disability before, you do not need to provide the DD form 214 again. It's not required for future applications. But what you do need to do is provide a disability certification letter from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and then reapply. But this year, an important thing to know is the Veterans with Disabilities Exemption auto-renews. So if you had a disability last year, this year, because we worked with the General Assembly to make sure that it wasn't a hardship for people to come into the office, that we made sure that the exemption auto-renews this year only because of the effect of COVID.
Okay, so they don't have to really rush for that the deadline, right, the April 9th deadline?
Right, if this is for – this is important to know for new applicants, for first-time applicants – we want to make sure that they have all this information.
Yeah, that makes sense. Total sense. Yeah. So what kind of events are going on? I know we're going into a time period where I know that the assessor's office had events throughout the year, and it's been a different kind of issue back in 2020 because of the pandemic, and now we're sort of coming out of it. We're sort of inching our way towards trying to get back to the whatever the new normal is going to be. but I'm not sure if there's anything, on the horizon that's coming up that people need to be aware of.
Yes. Well, what we have is we have several workshops that we have on social media that we do on Facebook and YouTube. People can go to our website and get information there. Beyond the deadline that's coming up on April 9th, what we also want people to know is that we will throughout the year be doing workshops with people not only on exemptions but also on assessments. And if you feel like your assessment was inaccurate, if you want to do an appeal, or if we have inaccurate information about your home, we help you to navigate you through that. We've made it very easy to appeal online, to get your exemptions online, and we provide a lot of new services on our completely new website. We encourage people to check it out. But we also know not everyone has the computer resources or the computer knowledge to do these Zoom events or to go to social media or Facebook. So we are doing in-person events this summer, just as we did last summer. We had safe where we go to district offices of various different elected officials and embed with them for a day, and people could make an appointment to make sure that we're reaching everyone, and not just people who are savvy enough to figure out how to use the internet or social media or Zoom, because we want to reach people where they are. We're all getting, we hopefully will be all more vaccinated. We can get out there and meet with people during the summer as we're sending out assessments.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. you know, I'm not sure if anyone's ever told you, he's a really pretty cool guy for a financial analyst. Normally, we're looking at bookworms and you know, people with thick spectacles like I'm wearing.
well, Damon, you know, the thing is, yeah. I want people out there to know that you have a guy with the financial skills and experience being stewardship and overseeing this office, because it is required to do the office. But the reason why I love the job is not only do I get to use those skills, but I grew up in Hyde Park. I grew up in Chicago. I grew up loving the neighborhoods, going all over the place. You know, I played baseball for Kenwood Academy. We played in Washington Park, not far from Cliff's house on Indiana and Garfield. Right. And, you know, I love the city. And a really cool part of being the assessor is you get to be in all the neighborhoods, and you're really deeply involved with what's going on in each neighborhood. So it's a way to scratch my itch of loving the city while also using that my financial background too.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's a complete circle, and we need someone like that in that office, because then you feel the pulse of the people, and you're actually helping them to generate that pulse of a positive pulse in our culture. So really, thank you for your service.
Thank you, Dave. I really appreciate it, because I want people to know that this office is the office that's about equity. It hasn't always stood like that for people, but it determines each person's share of the property tax system, and if it's not functioning correctly, it can cause people to overpay property taxes by hundreds or thousands of dollars per year. So this is why it's so important. We know how important it is not only to people's checkbooks, but to their neighbors and their neighborhood, and for keeping people in place in the city and everyone getting the benefits that they're entitled to.
Fantastic. Well, we're running short on time. I'm going to let you do a closeout, but I want you to give those phone numbers again, the website, and, you know, I want to thank you personally as a veteran for what you do for us as veterans. And you have a lot of veterans out there that you are helping, and their families, their spouses. So this, on behalf of myself, I just want to thank you for what you do for us. Many times people who are in public official spots don't get much of an accolade. They get more of the heart, you know, heartache and heartburn from people. But we want to know that you're doing a great job for us. So, you know, give us a closeout.
Well, hey, first of all, I want to salute the veterans out there for your service abroad. If you're in active service, you know, I was just out visiting the Cook County site for the vaccinations, and it just filled my heart with joy to see thousands of American soldiers in uniform, being so efficient, getting people through, taking care of the people. Man, it just filled my heart with joy to think about I was going to be doing the show later today with you. So let me give those numbers to everyone again. First of all, our website is www.cookcountyassessor.com. The deadline for exemptions is April 9th. It's been extended. If you want to call our office, if you have any questions, what you should do is call 312-443-7550. That's our office. We have a new call center, and I check the statistics every day. We're doing a good job answering the calls. It's much improved from the past if you've had a long wait before. Also, if you need further assistance on how to obtain the required documents for the Veterans with Disabilities Exemption, or for returning veterans, call 312-980-4470. That's the Chicago VA regional office. Or you can call them at 312-980-4378, and they have an email address, vetinquiries.vbachi@va.gov.
You know, it has been an honor to have you on. We have to close the show out, but I'm telling you, Fritz Kagi, you not only helped me with my property taxes, but you kept me out of a doghouse. I am eternally grateful to you. So hopefully you will never see that doghouse come across your desk.
Me too. We got to be careful. It's the weekend, so let's all have a good time with our families and stay safe out there.
Thanks
for having me, Cliff. Damon, and thanks for Cliff for having me on, too.
Okay, great. But we are going to a commercial break. I want everyone to stay with us. We have an exciting next half hour, and we are looking forward to hearing from you again, and we're going to have you back, Fritz.
All right. I'll be there, and we'll see how that birthday went.
Okay, great.
I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SeidmanLaw.net.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Market, advertise, and sponsor your business with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, where information and resources are intentionally disseminated via radio, print, and social media. Call our office for more details at 312-803-2618.
Tabak Law is proud to sponsor and partner with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group. I'm attorney Monica Ireland Karras of Tabak Law. If you're a veteran and you have been wrongfully denied your VA benefits, or you feel your condition was not properly evaluated by the VA, visit TabakAttorneys.com. At Tabak Law, we fight for those who fought for us. 414-375-1777.